Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Probably not.
That's rude. Why do you think that?
I don't know. I feel like she's just kind of... What I learned about Colleen Rooney this week is that she's a gal's gal. Well, now, I will say all of this is a pinch of salt because obviously she produced this about herself. So there's probably sides of it. There's definitely sides of her and the whole situation that we didn't see. But I actually really came out of it really liking Colleen Rooney and feeling like she was kind of normal.
I think she's so normal. I think she's normal to an absolute fault in a way. I think there's no, if you weren't. I think the way she pursued this is the most normal, like, no, I think.
Crazy girl behavior.
Yeah, but no, not even that. Because I actually don't think it's that crazy. I think it was like smart. I think it was kind of crazy because of how famous she was. And I don't think she still even realizes that. She went about it like kind of any normal person would.
And then it just seemed logical.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Normal's not the right word. Logical. I think she is really, really logical about everything. But I don't actually think she realizes. And it's weird because she's grown up with the press in some way. But I think it was very funny to see her reaction and the fact that, like, she really did. Now, again, it's easy for her to say this now. The fact she didn't really want to go to court. I'm not really sure what would have happened otherwise. But, yeah. So you came out of this liking Colleen. What do you think of the doc overall? Did you think of, because when I, going into this, because I spoke to a couple of people before I watched it. I spoke to my friend Niamh and she was like, it said very overdrawn or too long. She wasn't really on board. Yeah. I think Laura Omani was the same. Laura was like, there's no need for it to be 3 episodes. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you'd said that, you had said it last week or whatever we were recording, that it was either, people either loved it or said it was way too drawn out. And that, so that's what I went into it with, those two thoughts in my head. And I was like, they're both correct because it is really interesting as like a Colleen Rooney documentary. But if you're in it just to hear about the that particular situation, then yes, it is drawn out about that. But like, if you're, I just found it interesting, like, to learn about, because I don't really, but I wasn't like, we're obviously a bit young for the whole WAG culture when it first came about. So I don't really remember like how Colleen Rooney even came to be in the spotlight or like the age she was or like any of that. I didn't really know any of that or like their background. I kind of thought maybe she was a model or something and they met, and that's, I didn't realise they were childhood sweethearts from like the same part of Liverpool or whatever. Like, I found all that really interesting. And then when the Wagatha thing came up, I was kind of like, oh yeah, now we're kind of getting into the stuff I remember. But I found it all, it was overdrawn as just a Wagatha documentary, but I enjoyed it.
So I actually I met another person then on Friday and they said you don't need to watch the first episode at all. You could just watch the two first episodes, which I agree with to a degree. If you really just want to get into the nitty gritty of the case and that's all you followed, you don't care about Colleen's backstory, you don't care about Wayne Rooney, you don't need to watch the first episode. But in saying that, you don't get the context of how heavily she was surveilled and how heavily she was covered in the press during that WAG era, which I remember, and I do, I forgot they were childhood sweethearts. This documentary reminded me, I did not realise how young she was, and I did not realise that she dropped out of school as a result. I thought that was interesting to hear it
in a school uniform.
For her to be like, I was 16, we were getting all these opportunities, I wasn't focusing on my schoolwork anymore, so I was just like, why the hell not? Of course I'll write a book, of course I'll do. And again, it's this kind of, she's very, calls it like she sees it, I think. So, do I think it was drawn out? I think the episodes maybe could have been 5 or 10 minutes shorter each. I think there are certain sequences where the Instagram stuff is really honed in on, and there's a lot of overly explaining how things on Instagram work, which probably seems overly explanatory to us because we are digital natives and social media is second nature to us, and Instagram and stuff like that. There are bits of this where I was like, fuck me. Whereas some people might not get it at all and it does need to be spelled out as clear as possible. So that would be the only thing I would say. I actually do think 3 episodes is fine. The episodes themselves could have, especially the first two, could have been slightly shorter, probably half an hour each. The last episode I felt was actually perfectly succinct and the perfect length.
Succinct.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah. There's a lot of C's and S's in that word.
Yeah, it kind of, you do, what you're saying about like her being surveilled from such a young age, like that surely has some sort of like level of trauma or like PTSD of being like these paps, like, and her whole life being broadcast, and then the one safe space she had, which, well, she thought she had, was being leaked, and then she just kind of, you'd be super paranoid, like, wouldn't you?
But she even says that herself. Imagine... And she, at the same point, and sorry, Rebecca is an idiot. Okay, that's so mean, but like she was definitely, she did not think in the situation at all to be leaking the stories and then texting her about it is like putting it in writing, from a legal ratting yourself out perspective, dummy. But I just think to be texting is a layer of, evil's too strong a word, but you know what I mean? Like, sly or
just
something.
Nastiness.
There's a level of nastiness there that I'm like, mother of, like, what do you do? And Colleen says to herself that she had this paranoia where these stories are coming out, and then suddenly it's Rebecca's the first person texting her being like, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't, how could you trust anyone? Which is kind of, it's kind of crazy. Like, I remember Rebecca Vardy on I'm a Celeb, and she came across very well, like, and she was liked, wasn't she?
No, I don't think she was. I think you are...
No?
There was a whole, like, scandal surrounding her. I'm going to Google it because I cannot remember the names of the other people that were involved at that point, but she did not have... She had to come out and, like, kind of half apologise for how she treated one specific contestant in there, I think. Now, it wasn't just her...
Okay.
She was in it that year with that DJ, and I think it was Amir Khan. I think that was her year. But she had kind of weathered that storm, I think, reasonably well. And then obviously this all came out, and like, she's never going to recover from this. And I think the court case, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, it was your man, Ian.
Oh yeah, and he was really fucking annoying, but like not like to the point where they like actively started bullying him. He was a radio DJ.
Yeah. She was the third contestant to get voted out.
Yeah, that was bad.
Okay,
I have totally misremembered that, or just like not.
No, I think she was doing okay initially, and then like the Lee stuff happened, and it wasn't good.
Yeah, but he started out really annoying, and then they actively all just got really turned off by him, like then they all kind of turned and started bullying him, and it was this whole big turnaround, wasn't it? Like, I think crazy. Talking about things that
other people are talking about. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.